proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host Aaron Broughton and I want to thank you for joining us. The Book of Psalms is well beloved by both Christians and Jews. The Psalms are easily relatable, giving hope, encouragement, and purpose to its readers. However, there is often a prophetic element that is sometimes overlooked. In Psalm chapter 22, we read of the one who suffered immensely, crying for help and deliverance. On our last program, we looked at a few Jewish perspectives as to the identity of the speaker in this psalm. Some point to David, others to the nation of Israel, and even Queen Esther is connected to this psalm in the Talmud in Mishnah. Though David did indeed suffer, this psalm challenges us to look further to the one who was forsaken, abused, and died. This refers to Jesus, the Son of David, who paid the price of our deliverance with his own blood. God the Father spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all. God used David to write the Psalms, which highlights his prophetic calling. 2 Samuel 23, verse 2 reads, "The Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and his word was in my tongue." David was moved by the Holy Spirit, just as other Bible writers were. This is in line with Bible prophecy. In other words, David wrote this with the future in mind. Even the Jewish sages recognized and admitted that Psalm 22 was a prophetic messianic psalm. In fact, the famous Jewish sage Rashi referred to the psalm as, "to the time of redemption, to the days of the Messiah." Let's now take a closer look at the psalm and see how the Messiah is presented. First, he cries out for deliverance, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" These very words were spoken by Jesus as he hung on the cross. To those that were surrounding him, they should have recognized this scripture. The one forsaken now faced mocking. Even so, Jesus endured this, hearing insults such as, "He saved others, himself he cannot save." Amid these trials, the Messiah expressed enduring trust in God even from his mother's womb. I believe it's important to note that in select messianic prophecies, the mother is mentioned, but no human father. Next, the Messiah is surrounded by enemies described as bulls, lions, and dogs who circle their prey. In desperation, the Messiah cries of thirst. Even so, Jesus cried, "I thirst," from the cross. In the verses that follow, a horrendous execution is taking place. Verse 16 reads, "They pierced my hands and my feet." What is interesting about this verse is that for the past millennia, the Hebrew Bible from the Masoretic text uses a different word for pierced. Instead, the verse is translated, "Like a lion are my hands and my feet." The difference is one Hebrew letter, a vav, was switched to a yud. However, the translation does not make sense with the context of the psalm. Originally, the verse did read, "They have pierced my hands and my feet." The original Hebrew word karu means to bore, make a hole, or dig a pit. This is mentioned in other verses in the Old Testament. Perhaps for the rabbis, this verse sounded too much like Jesus, who thus changed the Hebrew letter. However, if one reads an older version of the Old Testament, such as the Septuagint or the Dead Sea Scrolls, they will see that the original text does not say, "like a lion," but rather, "they have pierced." The Dead Sea Scrolls were written well before the time of Jesus and about 1,200 years before the Masoretic text was written. This verse, then, reminds us of Isaiah 53, where the Messiah was wounded or pierced for our transgressions. It also tells us of Zechariah 12, verse 10, where it says, "And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced." Jesus, who died, was raised up to deliver you. Psalm 22 begins with a cry of desperation and ends with a cry of victory. We are called to place our trust in God who delivers us. May we share our testimony, telling others what God has done. Our deliverance was paid in full by Jesus who gave his life for us. He was made sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Jesus suffered because of our sins. Yet, because of the Father's love for us, we can be delivered from our sin. Those who place their trust in God will experience true deliverance. My friend, Jesus can deliver you. Now, I want to thank you for tuning in today. If you'd like to hear this program again, simply go to ibjm.org. And as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122:6, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.